Glory to God. Good morning. Briefly, I'm going to share with you just a quick little word. I'm going to look at a familiar, very familiar story in Scripture in Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. In verse 2, it begins, Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 says, "This is the account of Jacob." Then it goes on, it says, "Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and he brought their father a bad report about them." Skipping ahead to verse 5, "Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him." Verse 6, "He said to them, 'Listen to this dream I had. We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed to it.'" We're going to skip ahead to chapter 41. We don't have time to go through all of Joseph's life. It's a familiar story, but in chapter 41, verse 41 and 43, we've now to a different point in Joseph's life. In Genesis 37, where we began, he was 17. Now we move forward to Genesis 41. Verse 41 says, "And Pharaoh," speaking to Joseph, Joseph has gone through all kinds of experiences that we're familiar with. We don't have time to go through all that right now. But Pharaoh is now speaking to Joseph. Joseph's in a different place, having survived all these various experiences. "And Pharaoh said to Joseph," because of some things Joseph had done, Joseph had revealed the dreams that Pharaoh had asked about. "Pharaoh says to Joseph, 'I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt.' Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed Joseph in robes of linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had Joseph ride in a chariot as the second in command of all of Egypt. And men shouted before Joseph, 'Make way!' Thus Pharaoh put Joseph in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Verse 46, "Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." The verse we read in Genesis 37 says Joseph was a young man of 17 when he received those dreams. But now here we are at this season of the story. It says Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out in his presence and traveled through Egypt, and a lot of things happened, and then his brothers finally came to him. And we look, and then over in Genesis chapter 42, verse 6, I'm fast-forwarding through this story, familiar story. In Genesis 42, verse 6, we have a situation where the brothers have now come to him after they were exposed in some ways in what they were doing. And we see, you can read later on Genesis 42, 6, 9, but there's an important passage in 42, 6, 9 where it says that Joseph, when he sees his brothers kneeling down before him, he remembers his dream. Joseph remembers his dream. And what that says to me is that he forgot his dream. You wouldn't need to remember something you hadn't forgotten. And so there was this passage of time from in 37, Genesis 37, Joseph received this dream at 17 years old. But then life happened. And that dream seemed a myth. Impossible. Joseph certainly wasn't seeing it happen. What he saw was calamity, disaster, trouble, betrayal, pain, suffering, so much so that he apparently completely forgot the dream. And the topic I gave for this little word is a raisin in the sun. A raisin in the Senate. I'll get back to that. But Joseph went through all this. I mean, why would God give me, Joseph, you, a dream, but then it doesn't seem to come to pass? Like, what's up with that? I think that you've given me a vision, a purpose, and so I'm aiming up towards it, but life takes me down and around and in the basement and in a chamber below the basement and in a sewer below the chamber, and I don't get it, Lord. What's going on? But it turns out that it was a setup from the get-up. As we recall the story, that Joseph went through all these strange, unbelievable betrayals and unjustified happenings, but it turned out to be a path to get him from a nowhere situation in an unknown part of the world to becoming second in command of all of Egypt. Joseph and his parents could not have orchestrated that. They didn't have any connections in Egypt. There was no second-in-command school or training that they could go to. No late-night infomercial. If you want to be second-in-command of all of Egypt, apply here. No. But God had to create these very crazy, seemingly unfair situations to put all these people and situations in place so that Joseph would happen to be in a certain place 13 years later, when he's now 30 and forgotten the dream, just trying to survive. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, "For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay." The revelation, the dream which God had for Joseph was real, but it had to come true in its season. In its season. And interestingly, we read this passage, we started in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2. It's always confused me because Genesis 37, verse 2, actually, which is chapter 37, is pretty much almost all about Joseph. You can call it the Joseph chapter, if you will. But verse 2 says, at the beginning of the chapter, this is the account of Jacob. But then it goes on and talks about Joseph. So wait. You must have gotten this wrong. Maybe what you meant is this is the account of Joseph. Why do you say this is the account of Jacob? And it's a little confusing. But maybe it's the case that this is a part of the dream for Jacob, the destiny, the purpose for Jacob. And maybe it's the case that sometimes our purpose, our destiny, may not even be fulfilled in our life, but that destiny of Jacob was fulfilled in Joseph. This was an account of Jacob, but it describes Joseph. This was an account of Jacob. Don't put God in a box. God doesn't live in your time frame. God lives in eternity. The title I gave you, A Raisin in the Sun, is mentioned in a popular poem by Langston Hughes. It says, "What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode?" And sometimes if we are living in ourselves in that situation where the dream doesn't seem like it's coming alive, we've forgotten the dream, we are basking and baking in the heat of that hot sun, baking our dream, perhaps our dream shrivels up like a raisin. But when I read through Genesis 37, the account of Joseph, which was really the account of Jacob, it's funny, I never heard, I read it a couple times, as you probably have in your life, I've never heard or read in that chapter anywhere where Joseph complained. It's really bizarre to me, because you and me, well, to say me, I might be like, oh, I can't believe this, and oh, I never once, read the passage yourself. I don't read anywhere where Joseph complains, or it says Joseph was depressed, or Joseph was on medication, or it describes all these crazy situations, but I never once hear a mumbling word or a complaint out of Joseph. The only hint of it is that later on, after he becomes the number two guy in Egypt, he names his children names which say, God has gotten me out of all this mess. I remember and am twice fruitful, the translation of one of his son's names. And so, and the first one is delivering from, remember to deliver me from suffering. And that hints at the suffering. But he never in and of himself complains. I think some of us might be complaining. And I think the secret is Joseph allowed the situation to press him in closer to God.
Amen.
And that's the trick as I close. Are you going to let the sun of your situation, the heat of that situation, bake you into a fried raisin? Or are you going to find the key to get around it? Because in fact, you probably misheard the title I gave to this thought, which I said was A Raisin in the Sun. And Langston Hughes, when he thinks about that, probably thinks of A Raisin in the Sun, S-U-N. But your key is to be A Raisin in the Sun, S-O-N. You need to be in the Son of God and focused on Him, dwelling in Him. And then you can rejoice in the full understanding that the revelation awaits in appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will come.
Amen.
And not delay. But it's a matter of having that faith and trust in God that He requires. That faith that is central to pleasing God. That faith that is central to fulfilling our purpose. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shout faith on three. One, two, three.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Hallelujah.